The BERT Monitoring Committee is an independent subcommittee of the Social Partnership, responsible for monitoring the extent to which the government of Barbados is meeting its targets under the country's extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund. This monitoring committee has been giving its assessment of the progress made so far and what more needs to be done to turn around this country's economic fortunes. Committee Chairman Ed Clark reports that while Barbados has made good progress, there is more work to be done.
Increasing the primary balance to a surplus of 6.6% of GDP in 2019-20 versus a minimum of 3.3% that was achieved in 2018-19 is quite a significant adjustment, as we can see. The Monitoring Committee continues to see this as central to the success of this program, requiring revenues to perform and expenditure control to be achieved. These are must-do things. There's no wavering on these. We must achieve this target. The increase in the level of expenditure on transfers is an area of concern to the committee. There has been an increase in the late part of the last fiscal year, and we believe that given the size of this expenditure item and its impact on the primary balance target, this needs to be monitored closely and controlled very well in the next fiscal year. Another area that we have been advised will become a part of the performance criteria is that the arrears in public entities will now form part of the monitoring process under the EFF and by this BERT Monitoring Committee. This is the state-owned enterprises as well. One area that we are a bit concerned about, and we have had some discussions with the government members on this, is how we arrive at GDP in our numbers. We believe that some attention should be directed to this area, as it is counterintuitive that with no increase in the VAT rates in Barbados in 2018, VAT collections would be up by 6% compared to 2017, while the real growth was reported to be slightly down in 2018. So something doesn't seem to align there. This may be due to the fact that there are other areas of the economy, new areas of the economy, that may not have been captured officially in the government's or in the central bank's data. We are still in discussions about this, but it is something that we believe needs to be addressed. I know that the government is addressing this, and I believe that there is a team from the IMF that will be assisting in this regard. The Monitoring Committee would also like to see the full implementation of the retooling, empowering, retraining, and enfranchisement, or RERE program as we know it, in Barbados. We believe it is critical for retrenched employees and many of those employees currently in the public service to receive this training in order to function efficiently in a transformed Barbadian economy. I think it is critical that this be done. Other areas that we believe we need to focus on as a country are implementing the initiatives outlined in the growth and business climate elements of the structural benchmarks. Basically, the ease of doing business in Barbados must be realized in order to improve the efficiency of those coming from international locations and those businesses in Barbados who truly want to grow this economy. We're still too slow to get things done in Barbados, and we must improve in this area. So effecting new town and country planning processes. The new act is there. We must ensure that we do what is required as a country to ensure there's efficiency in the TCPO process in Barbados. That is low-hanging fruit that we should be able to achieve quite easily in 2019. Other areas is implementing the new business plan and staffing strategy of KAIPO. Now, the plan has been laid, as we said, about a month ago in Parliament. We now need to see it implemented, the true process improvements. What is the strategic plan of KAIPO? So we want to, this has to be publicly discussed. We have to truly understand how this is going to work going forward in Barbados. As we know, too much time is wasted by people having to spend an inordinate amount of time at the corporate offices to get registration and other matters settled in Barbados. And that simply must not continue. We have to improve in that area.
co-chair of the BERT Monitoring Committee, Ed Clark. And this has been SAGICOR's Early Business.